Welcome to Coffee and Cleavage.
Welcome. Woo.
I'm Linny.
And I'm Chantal. And with us is Gary.
Hey, ladies. How you doing?
Hello. Good afternoon, yeah. Gary.
How are you doing, Gary?
I'm good.
Good. You look good. Nice and, like, relaxed yeah. right now. Yeah. Like, you're just, like, just look comfy.
I have, like, energy, but I'm, like, relaxed.
You've been drinking Bang today, so you're, like, you have, like, all this energy pent up.
I had coffee and a Bang, so I'm, yeah. like.
But you're so chill for having coffee and a Bang.
Yeah. Right? Very. Well, today we're going to talk about 7 sex essentials for men to keep in their bedroom or their nightstand.
Yeah.
I love this. You know, I always think about, like, what do people keep in their bedstands? Right. What do you have in your bedstand? Tell me. I want to know.
Oh.
I know it's naughty stuff, so just tell me.
All my sex toys.
All of them?
In my, like, nightstand, yeah.
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 So how big is your drawer for your nightstand? I'm trying
Pretty
to
big. Run.
I've seen your nightstand, but I've never looked inside of it because that's very personal.
Go ahead. Take a look next time. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm curious. Is it only
I'm
sex
sure my
toys?
House cleaner has.
Oh, my God. I always think about that.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, when house cleaners are going through houses, do you think they, like, just look and then close? Or
Fuck
do you
yeah.
think, or do you think she, like...
I think they snoop.
They snoop through it?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I would.
Yeah, I would, too.
Do you ever look... do you ever look... like, at where things are placed to know if your house cleaner has, like, gone through some of your personal stuff?
I've never thought about that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I've thought about that before.
Have
Not
you?
For myself, but just mean, like, if I had a house cleaner, I've just thought, like, okay, well, I would think about it. Because I've done that when people have come over to, like, visit. Because people are snoopy.
Yes.
You know, they're inherently snoopy. And, like, if somebody goes in your bathroom, like... You know, like, I was listening to this on the radio. They're like, when you go in somebody's bathroom, do you look through their medicine cabinet? And I don't, but I think that most people probably do, like, look through your drawers and, like, look at your stuff. So
that's
I always
weird.
Like would be, like I always deal. Like put things in certain places, and so I feel like I would notice if somebody, like, went through my stuff.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah.
like sex toys, that would be really weird for somebody to go through your sex toys.
Probably just one of those, open the drawer and go, oh, there's some naughty shit in there, and then close.
Like, she's like, screenshot. Take a photo of that one because she wants to get it later.
Right?
She's like, that looks interesting. Which new ones does she have?
She's like,
I hope
what
she
the
does
fuck
do that.
Yeah. So funny. So, what else do you have in your drawer other than sex toys? Anything else?
I have, what else do I have in there? I have knives in there.
What? Knives?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking knives? Like hunting knives? Or like.
I have a switchblade, a butterfly knife.
Oh my God.
I'm not even making this
You're
shit up.
So fucking
Damn,
badass.
Just because, you know, I keep my guns in my safe.
Yeah,
know?
That's
but
smart.
That I have my knives in my nightstand.
Yeah, so if you yeah. hear like a sudden noise or you think somebody's broken, you like have your knife ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
Whip
so
out
you
your
can,
butterfly knife.
So whip out your knife so you can make it to your safe to get your gun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I fucking
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
I love you. You keep fucking fucking knives in your nightstand.
Yeah.
I do actually have one knife my brother gave me. Actually, I have two. And I keep them in my closet, though, because I'm like, I don't know where to put them.
Put them in your nightstand.
Yeah. I was
you
just
should.
Like, that's just like, wow. Just yeah. keep a knife next to my bed.
I think I have a couple knives in mine, too.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy
a good
shit.
Place
is that
for
just
it.
A normal thing? And I'm not like up to speed, like to keep knives in your fucking nightstand.
What do you keep in your nightstand?
I mean, kind of practical stuff. I don't keep my sex toys in my nightstand. I have them in like this cute little like box with like a little satin like sheet thing inside of it. Not a sheet, but like, you know, like a covering
yeah.
inside. So it's all cute and comfy. And then it has them all in it. I've thought about putting them in my nightstand, but my nightstand's not super deep and my box is kind of big. So
yeah.
like, I don't know how I fit all that shit in my nightstand unless I get a bigger nightstand,
so
you know, but I
deep.
Do have some lube inside my nightstand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have lube too.
My little CBD fucking, whatever, I forgot what it's called. Just a CBD lube that I like in there. I have like a journal in there. I'm trying to think what else. I always keep a backup phone charger in there. It's like kind of practical stuff, not really sexy stuff other than the lube.
I have, like, probably 5 chapsticks in my nightstand.
Oh, I definitely have chapstick in my nightstand. I probably have some hair ties, even though
yeah.
I try to keep them in the bathroom. It's like I always end up with some in there. What do you have,
yeah.
Gary, since we're talking about men's nightstands?
I think I just have a few knives and, like, sunglasses, and that's about it.
Knives and sunglasses?
That's it?
Yeah.
That that's interesting. You don't keep your sunglasses like maybe like old, on your like, dresser?
Like ones I don't really wear that much because I have like a shitload of sunglasses. So
can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have any like lube or sex toys?
No.
None?
Okay, then you're going to love this, what we're going to talk about. This,
you know, we've been telling you since the 100th episode that we want you to try sex toys. What is it going to take? Do I have to fucking mail you some sex toys?
I don't know, maybe.
Would you actually try some if we sent you some?
Probably.
Okay, I guess we have to add that to our fucking to-do list. Otherwise, Gary's not going to do the homework. Christmas is too far away. Your birthday's coming, so I guess you'll get some sex toys for your birthday. Because that's
Lenny
just...
Lenny and Chantel, yeah, we'll get you a little care package.
It's a travesty that you have not tried any male sex toys since starting a podcast about sex. Yeah.
One of these days we're going to fix that.
Oh, one of these days real soon, your birthday's coming. Okay, so some essentials that you should think about adding to your drawer that's deeply in need of sex toys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a finger vibrator.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, why do more men not have finger vibrators? They always think that like this should only, that women should just have these. But like, oh my God, imagine if you had a girl over and you pulled out a fucking better be clean obviously out of the package,
yeah,
you know, if this is a new person, pulled out a finger vibrator, like wow, you'd fucking rock her world.
Yeah
great for clit action,
hell yeah.
Fuck yes.
Good to have handy, you know.
So yeah,
that's a good thing to have in your nightstand. Also high quality lube.
Yes, I was shocked you did not have lube in your nightstand.
No, I need to get some of that actually too.
Yeah. and high quality. Like I'm all about reading. I know we're both big on fucking research.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking reading reviews and finding something good to try. I'm also avid for getting small sizes because nothing is fucking worse than getting a big ass bottle of lube and then you fucking hate it.
That happens to me. Have you tried the Lilo lube? I love that.
I haven't tried the Lilo lube.
Yeah.
I've tried a couple like, fuck, what are they called? Like, have you heard of it, like Fortia or Fortia?
Mm-mm.
Tiaa? I shouldn't be giving brands. Oh, well.
I know, me too.
Whatever. Fucking, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. They have a whole line and like all of them are good. But yeah, it's researching a good high quality lube. A lot of people are like, so did you know, I didn't know this, but did you know that silicone lubes actually make silicone toys like erode?
I didn't know that until we were doing some research, but yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I didn't know that. So do you have a preference between water and silicone-based lubes for you?
I just like the Lilo lube.
What is that? Is it silicone or is it water-based? Or?
You know what? That's a great question. I'm not sure. It's just good shit.
Yeah. Is it clear? Is it like clear or is it dark color?
No, it's clear.
It's probably water-based, but maybe not.
It's not sticky and messy and residue-y, you know? Like
fucking hate sticky.
Yeah, that's why I like it. And I don't use it all the time, but like, you know, certain toys.
Absolutely. Guys, mm-hmm. do not go to the grocery store and pick up some fucking KY for her pleasure. Fuck. Do not do it. Do not do it. That stuff is terrible. Personally, and I know every woman, every person is different, but I just feel like that shit is just, it's either sticky or it burns.
Yeah. Same thing with the flavored shits.
Yeah. None of those fucking like banana cotton candy bullshit.
That's
like,
just going to give her a yeast infection.
Well, there should be no reason now because you could just go on fucking Amazon and buy anything you want.
Yeah. You know, but they still sell lube at the grocery store.
Yeah. But like, you know, before where it's like you had to go something, it's kind of embarrassing being like, I need to buy condoms and lube. It's weird. And they're just like, oh, you're having some fun tonight. And it's awkward as fuck. Now you can just be like, okay, Amazon. And just buy anything. So like you can find
and you can
good
do
shit.
Research and read the reviews. I'm always like big on like looking at the stars and going in and seeing like, okay, if this has more than like 5%, one star, not fucking buying it.
Yeah.
I'm a little religious about that. And also that applies to condoms too, since you mentioned condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Like ribbed and scented and it. No. It's all the like, oh, they make it look like for her pleasure. Those are terrible.
I hate them all.
I know. There's supposed to be some good ones. So you just, you know, whatever works. Some people, they don't have to use them. Some yeah. people do. You just have to do whatever works. But
do whatever works.
None of that fucking burning shit.
Fire, yeah. The fire not and ice.
The fucking fire hate and ice. That. Do some women actually really like the fire burning?
I don't know.
It's like, it shouldn't tingle there. No. I don't want that in there.
No.
Like, I know I've shared before, but I had bad reaction before to using different types of oils. Like, I have very sensitive skin, and I literally swelled up like a fucking balloon. I was so embarrassed. Oh my and it God. Hurt super bad, and it was red, and I was like, oh my God.
That'd be awful.
And that was from a coconut oil base. No. Nothing with coconut oil for me.
That's crazy. Okay, yeah, so condoms, get good kind, and masturbation sleeve. Pussy pocket.
Yes.
Not buying one of those.
You're not going to try one?
No. What about a fleshlight?
It's the same thing, yeah, practically. It is. I mean, one just looks like a pussy and one looks like a literal flashlight. I mean, it looks like, it's like the size of this. It's like, woo, 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 woo.
That's like lips on it.
Yeah, it does. And it has like a whole sleeve inside of it that's supposed to replicate. And man, those things are crazy. I've I've gone to like store and like looked at it, and they have like a little thing out, and just like, they're loud. It kind of sounds like a vacuum or something, you know? And it's like,
yeah,
what if it didn't come off?
You think in a way, like, guys that have those getting like the way of being like, I'd rather just use this than actually find a real girl because it's way easier.
Yeah, I mean, they'd probably, yeah, sure. I get, just like the dolls.
I get like the lube and all that, because it's like making you be like, hey, this is going to make sex with a real person good. Not like, it's hard to find a girl. I'd rather just put this fucking thing on my dick that's right here. It's like,
I guess it's just like, you know, getting more creative and switching things up if you're having to just masturbate all the time, right?
Yeah, good to switch it up. And a lot of couples actually mess around with them too. Not just like guys that don't have girlfriends. Like, I think that might be a stigma. Sleeves. Yeah. Yes, because imagine that your guy really wants to have a fucking threesome, but instead you let him fuck you and whatever, use that thing on him. Like, that could be a whole role play thing. I'm just saying, it's a real thing.
What?
He's not a person.
It's obviously not a fucking person. It's not a person, but I'm saying, like, people do this kind of stuff. It's like a role. You guys have never heard of that.
Like a threesome with a sex toy and you.
It's not,
like,
I mean, it's not really a threesome. It's just like role playing that, you know, that they're fucking something else, because they are. It's like a machine or whatever.
Yeah.
Just like a fucking sex doll or whatever.
If I had one of those, though, like, I don't know. Like, I think it would be in me and a girl are like doing stuff, and she's like, hey, I'm going to grab that and put it on your dick. I would be like, why wouldn't you just like give me head instead? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think some people are just trying to spice it up. They're trying to do something different. They're trying to incorporate different things because they're fucking bored. They want to have more interesting experiences.
That would be pretty funny. Like a guy being like, hey, I want to have a threesome. She's like, okay. She's like, here's the other person.
Oh, that's here you go. Bring a doll here's home with you.
Yeah, bring a sex doll. Dude, we were looking.
Oh, my God.
We were looking at some of the new AI sex dolls. And there's so many. Like, and some of them are really fucking believable.
Yeah.
And some of them are really bad. You know, it just depends on, like, what company makes them. But it...
The ones with the no heads in the closet hanging, that creeped me the fuck out, though.
Yeah, we saw this photo, and it had, like, four different AI sex dolls, and they're just hanging on hangers, but they have no head, no arms,
no
nothing. It's just the base model. Creepy. So you can buy it in pieces, or you can get the whole thing. You want bigger boobs, more price. You want a smaller waist. You could choose everything.
Customize
your fucking sex doll.
That's the end of civilization right there.
Yeah. Another good thing to keep in your nightstand, sex toy cleaner. That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
There's a lot of good, like, spray ones, too.
Mm-hmm. The Lilo is a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard that one's good.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's good to keep it in there, because especially if you have a little finger vibrator or whatever, you know, you want her to see that you're keeping your shit clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, though, imagine... Like, this is kind of taking it off subject for a minute, but imagine, like, you bring somebody over for the first time and you pull out a sex toy. I would be pretty weirded out. Like, how many people have you used that on? I want to see the packaging.
What if you open the drawer and it was like a fleshlight? Would you be like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I don't think anything shocks me anymore.
I mean,
nothing shocks me.
Yeah, if you're someone you just start dating and you see they have a fleshlight, that's nothing to judge because, like, well, I just met you.
And
you're like,
yeah, and we have fucking dildos. It's like the equivalent.
Anyone with a fleshlight?
Anyone with a fleshlight? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I actually know quite a few people have fleshlights. Mm-hmm. Fleshlights and, like, the ones that are, like, you know, it's like a porn star pocket pussy. You know, you go pick out, like, oh, this is so-and-so's.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you've personally met them.
Yeah. He's like, what kind of fucking people do you know? Wow, Gary, are we being too judgmental? And this is a safe space.
That's just hard for me to believe.
Why?
I, in my life, have never met one guy.
Oh,
ever.
You're going to get a lot of new fan messages real quick. We talked to a guy that fucking sticks his dick in a vacuum. What? I mean, come on, Gary.
Yeah.
That's way more, like, rare than a fleshlight.
But that was on, like, you heard of that guy.
Well, yeah, he wrote into us.
But
have
you met anyone in person?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen men.
I've met someone that has, like, pocket pussy. Like,
yeah. I've seen some interesting stuff.
I'm so nonchalant about it.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not, because honestly, it's like the male equivalent of us having a fucking
sex toy.
Yeah, it's like we have male fucking dildos, you know, and you have like a, it's just like a pussy. It's the equivalent. It's the same thing. There's just a stigma with it. I can see you're not converted yet.
I just think it makes guys be like, I don't need to meet a girl.
But then you, like, could say the same thing about a woman. A woman could have a fucking vibrating dildo. What the fuck does she need a man for? That vibrating dildo is great.
That's why tons of girls do that.
But it's the same thing. I think it could be argued both way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, men and women still seek like human connection.
Yeah.
In touch and, like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's nothing like that, you know?
I think at the end of the day, like, even with AI and everything, I don't think human connection is ever going to be completely replaced. I just don't believe that.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. It just, even if you can put on a pair of fucking goggles and feel like you're fucking someone, nothing is going to compare to actually fucking someone.
Exactly.
So while it may benefit some people who don't have the ability to have a connection or who just don't want to, I think most people still do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm. I agree. This one's impressive. Cleanup wipes.
That would be so impressive. I'd be like, damn, you're good. Like, how nice would that be?
Yeah.
Do men realize what a fucking job it is to clean up? Like, I'm not gonna lie.
I'd be very impressed if, okay, after fucking, all right, he hands you like a
cleanup wipe.
A little Summer's Eve wipe or a dude wipe or
dude
something.
Wipes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd be so impressed. Like,
I would
damn,
be like,
little package
fuck
and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
you get a gold fucking star for that one, buddy.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Seriously, because that shit is not fun to clean up.
It's just better than like a guy handing you a fucking shirt. Or like, you know.
A towel.
Yeah, a
fucking
towel, like cum towel.
A shirt. That's so gross. Like, cum towel. Like, that's cum just there. Gross
yeah.
to me. And then you just leave it there. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Clean that shit up. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, what are some items that you guys keep in your nightstand? Can you guys please send us some messages and let us know? I'm intrigued. Like, what's the craziest thing that you've ever had in your nightstand? I mean, apparently knives is not fucking crazy because they both have fucking knives.
Knives, sex toys, chapstick.
Or the craziest thing you've seen.
Or the craziest thing, you've seen. Have you ever been snooping in somebody's house, pulled out the drawer, and saw something crazy in their fucking nightstand? I want to know. I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
I need to put something crazy in mine. My knives are like up on my top shelf. I guess I couldn't get those if there was an intruder, could I?
Yeah.
I guess I should move it to like under my mattress or something.
Or just in your nightstand.
Yeah, or my nightstand. But then what if somebody gets it out and stabs me? It's a very easily accessible place.
Mm. Put in a little box in your nightstand.
It's big. It's like this big.
Pretty big.
You have like a fucking bow knife? Jesus.
My brother is like super into hunting and knives and he like collects knives. So like the last time I went to visit him, he gave me a bunch of knives and I'm like, you know, I can't actually like take these back in the airplane, right? I don't think I can take some of these. Some of them were huge. So I checked one bag and took a couple. But I'm like, dude, I can't take these on an airplane. I'm going to get arrested for having, like, fucking huge knives.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's a hunting knife. Oh, fuck. Yes, please send us what's the craziest thing you've seen or had in your nightstand. Please.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued,
too. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Please rate and review.
5 stars. 5 stars.
Bye.